What if I told you that if you're following your calling, that fatigue will be like easier to bear? The disappointment, that's gonna be the fuel. And the highs will be like nothing you've ever felt before. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nike's founder, co-founder of Nike, Phil Knight. We just wanna say feliz cumpleaños. It is your birthday, sir, at the time of this recording. And we just want to say that we appreciate all that you've done for all athletes around the world. As Bill Bowerman said, that if you have a body, you're an athlete. So let's get into this episode. Let's go. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Noan El Boricua, and I'm really excited to be able to come to you with another episode here of really what we do at Fuel Pasión is immerse ourselves dentro de la cultura, always growing in our faith. And you already know, we got to make those conexiones each and every day. Now, I kind of told you guys at the beginning of this video that it's Phil Knight's birthday, and I would have loved to have done a whole video around him. I think we'll save that for another day when we think about historically the impact that he's done, not just on the field or on the court, but way beyond, like him and his wife, as much as what they've done to be able to give back to education and for science has been really amazing. And I think a bigger impact that I was thinking about was maybe a reminder. A reminder that, you know, in this week of this recording, that we also have what's the date of 2/24. And for many that may or may not follow Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's wife, she actually uses this day to be able to, I think she just dropped, and I don't know if it's still available, but she had dropped a new collection of just certain gear of the Mambacita. And I think it's really amazing to see the impact and the proceeds of continually growing this legacy and this estate of what Kobe had really, since the beginning when he left the court of the NBA, to be able to make a further impact in future generations of athletes. I was thinking about Kobe, and I was thinking about this Mamba mentality. I actually did this exercise with my team where we were trying to think about which of the five traits when we think about the Mamba mentality relate to us. And it was really cool. It was really dope to be able to see the journey and how we relate to certain things. But then it also got me thinking like, oh, I got to share this with you guys. So we're not going to really do the exercise, but I think what I wanted to share with you guys really quick is the following. We know that Kobe is an amazing basketball player. We know that Kobe, what he did on the court was unreal. The championships, just all the different moments that Kobe has brought into the court. But I also know one of the things that really stand out to me is really the hard work, the dedication, this mindset of what Hensi calls the Mamba mentality to be able to succeed, not just on the court, but also off the court. And I think when I see what he did by winning an Oscar, but also what he's been doing for like impacting like women's sports, I think for me, I want to know, and I continually want to be reminded of tapping into this Mamba mentality. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you just a couple takeaways for me that I hope maybe you can relate to, or maybe you have a specific Mamba mentality that you can relate to, and I would love to know what that is, so you can be able to share it. And I think the first one that comes to mind for me is you got to be very specific at establishing your goals. That you have to be super specific, and not just a goal, but a challenging goal. I put my notes over here, so I'm gonna look at this because I really want to share this with you guys. It says the following: we need to understand, and this is what I wrote, how did Kobe set his goals? And one of the things that come to mind in one of the videos that I remember kind of hearing his interview was where he actually would say, specifically when he was playing Michael Jordan, that there was good banter back and forth. But one of the things that Kobe has said in this interview is that he always made sure that he was right there in his face, because his goal was to show him that he is the hardest worker on that court to be able to try to match Michael Jordan's level of intensity and the fearless proudness of just wanting to be great on the court. And I think for us, when I think about this, like, how important is it for you to set goals in your life? how important is it for you to be very specific? I think the beauty is that when we understand this mama mentality, we know that there's specific mile markers, right? So I'm gonna give you an example. When I try to go on a run, I always try to think to myself, if my run is gonna be 3 miles, I wanna ensure that when I am into mile one, for me specifically, I then like to pause, I like to do some additional warm-ups, I do some push-ups, and then I start really prepping my mind and say, okay, you're good, you're loose, you found your rhythm, now for this next mile, you're gonna go a little bit harder and pick up the pace. And that's something that I love to do. Then when I know that I get to my second mile, now there's another break, and then in this break, I'm looking at my time, I'm trying to see where I'm at, how do I feel, can I push myself a little harder in that last like stretch before I hit my third mile? And I think for me is that along the way, I can feel certain issues or certain challenges, or my mind may be wandering somewhere else. But at the end of the day, I understand that if I'm trying to hit this, I need to seek the motivation. And then for me, when you have these goals, I think the big part of it is that, like, how do you set it up? And I think for me is having my AirPods in, having the right playlist of music, or maybe a certain podcast that I'm listening to, or maybe there's a book, an audiobook that I'm listening to. And I want to make sure that sometimes, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, some of you guys out there, for me is that I really try to fine tune it in certain parts of my run that I want to be able to trigger to know that this is the moment to go. I think for me, when I think about the mama mentality, that first thing that we need to understand is set very specific and challenging goals. Remember, that's the only way you get sharper. That's the only way you get faster and stronger, is by not just making these small goals, but that could be a part of it. But what's the bigger goal? And I think that when we understand this challenging specific goal, that allows us to be able to set ourselves up for the success that we're looking at. Now, what's number two? We gotta embrace failure. Y después aprender. And then learn from it. See, the beauty of failure is understanding that that should be something that motivates you. There's a saying that I tend to say from mentors that have been in my life that shared is that we need to learn how to fail forward. Because when we fail, we understand that there's some learnings that we can take from that, that we could be able to see that there is an opportunity and that we should be fearless to be able to go forward. And I think that's the beauty of it. I mean, that's literally one of Kobe's mama mentality, is being fearless. I think it's like, yo, I'm okay to fail. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna keep going. Anyone ever heard the saying, if you can see up, get up? That's the mindset of the mama mentality. I know my goal, I know it's a challenge, and I may fail, but I'm gonna learn from that. That's gonna fuel me to wanna get better, faster, stronger again, right? And this can be in the workplace, this could be even in your relationships, and this could just be someone, maybe you're trying to hit a certain goal. All of this should be something that we should be trying to be implemented when we think about the mama mentality in our lives. And the final one is, and I'm gonna give a shout out specifically to Marguerite on this, she talked about we need to always have a growth mindset. I think that's the third way that we can look at, and I know there's various ways that we can look at the mama mentality, but I think when I think of Kobe, and I think of like this growth mindset, like first of all, like what is a growth mindset? It's this like belief that you can attain these abilities and these skills through a lot of hard work and determination and persistence. It's people who see these challenges and failures as like opportunities and moments to grow and really showing like, yo, like there is no limitation. Like, I can constantly evolve. You guys remember Bruce Lee once said, be like water, right? Like, I love that. Like, you know, I think I have the audio clip.
Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Kobe believed that greatness was not a matter of this innate talent or luck, but that it was this result of unyielding commitment to improvement and the willingness, the poder, de hacer, to do the hard work more than anyone else. You should be the first and the last in the room. You should be the one that's gonna show up consistently. And I think for me, when I think about like, okay, this is my goal, and I understand these are my failures that I can learn from, but I also understand that this is only gonna grow me, you got the mama mentality. I wanna spotlight that in this week, at the time of this recording, it's been 15 years that my good friend Yesenia Tarango, she went out to be with the Lord. She passed away from cancer at a very young age. She was, man, she's the one who lit up the room, her smile, and just her determination. She was a hard worker. She set goals for herself. And I know that, you know, working, you know, at my church, I remember when she was in a leadership role that she was asking me a few questions. I've shared this with some close friends that I remember when she approached me to seek to understand a moment. In that moment, I didn't have the self-awareness as a leader that I kind of pushed back and said, you already know what to do, just figure it out. It wasn't until 2 minutes later when I was crossing paths with her that I realized that she was in tears. And I stopped and I paused and I sat next to her and I asked her, is everything okay? Of course, me being immature as a leader, I thought maybe there was something wrong with her. But what she was crying was, I don't understand, why don't you see what I'm asking? And it was really just the frustration and the brokenness. And in that moment, the lack of empathy that I had, I kept questioning. But it wasn't until something slapped me in my head and was just like, yo, cállate, be quiet, and listen to the person that's in front of you that has this heart, that is willing to serve within our community and our church. That was the start of one of the greatest relationships that I've had, not as a colleague that works in helping our community and our church members here, but more importantly, like, understanding that we need to like observe before we may say something, that we should seek to understand, and that we should be able to meet people in the middle and understand that there is a process to empathy and there's a process to self-awareness. And I just want to say I'm grateful for you, Yesenia, and I know you're in heaven because you fought hard. But my hope is that for me, I think of Yesenia with this Mamba mentality. You know, she played the piano, she sang, she was so funny, she was hilarious. And I know that her family continues that legacy of who she is. And my hope is that I can continually, throughout my years, continually learn to understand what it is to be a great leader and showing empathy and making sure that I can attain these goals. And it's really people like you, Yesenia, that I'm grateful for. So I miss you. We love you. And I hope one day to see you in heaven, because believe me, it's been a while and I really miss you. So I don't want to get more emotional. I don't want to get caught up in this, but I just wanted to share that. And yeah, it's always good to have this mentality. And look, it's not just for the workplace. It's not just for the community that you volunteer at. It's just life. We should have a Mamba mentality. Know your goals, be okay with failing, but always know, have this growth mindset that you will attain those talents and gifts that you're looking for. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I got for you, man. I hope that has been a blessing for you. I wanna know, what's the one key thing for you when it comes to a Mamba mentality? What are the goals? How do you get after them and how do you grow? I would love to know if you want to shoot that in the comments. Other than that, I hope you guys can like and subscribe. And more importantly, I really hope that you can enjoy just a new week to be dentro de la cultura, a new week to be able to grow in your faith, and a new week to make nueva conexiones, those new connections. Like always, check us out, FiaPasiónPodcast.com. Y como siempre, como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.